All right, people, we're going to get started with Ujwal. Ujwal is a dear friend of mine and a TC39 co-chair, so please give him a round of applause to get him started.
Okay, hi, welcome everyone to this talk. It's pretty early for me, but I hope you're excited and energized for this talk. Luca totally stole my theme, but whatever, like yellow slides, that's kind of my thing. No. But yeah, thank you for being here. Before we get into the actual subject matter, I want to go over what's probably the most important thing here, a little bit about me. Here's me with the first JS spec, I don't know, something like that. I'm Ujwal. On the internet, you might find me at Rizukuken, whichever is easier to pronounce. You might go with that in person. I am from India, from New Delhi, and I live in A Coruña in Spain. It's one of the fun places, so check it out. I love open source software, the open web. It has taught me everything that I know, and also badly designed video games that hurt my mental health permanently. But I work at Egalia. Quick show of hands, how many of you know about Egalia? Wow. It's the best conference, right? But for the rest of you, I'll go over what Egalia is just a little bit. So we are a open source consultancy. That means that we work on open source software exclusively, as long as we can at least. We are also a worker-owned cooperative, and we work across different projects and various different ecosystems. These are, you know, anywhere from really low-level Linux kernel stuff, stuff in the Linux user space, GStreamer, multimedia, all the way to, you know, browsers. As you might know, most important browser engines are entirely open source. So we work on Chromium and WebKit primarily, and also on compilers. So that includes JavaScript engines, LLVM, and that brings me to my area of work, which is programming language design. That includes WebAssembly and JavaScript. But I hope that's what we're interested in. So JavaScript, right? It's a weird language, but hopefully the one that we love, even though it's not that easy to love. But, you know, we have a lot of great talks today about different subjects about JavaScript, how to do X, Y, and Z about JavaScript. But that sort of irks me a little bit because, you know, nobody asks how is JavaScript. But, okay, why? I mean, if we tried to dig a bit deeper into how is JavaScript, maybe we wouldn't be where we are now, and it'd be a language that serves its core users rather than hurt them mentally. But to get into like why it is like that, I think we should focus on like what makes it evolve, right? Did you know that JavaScript is a standardized programming language like C or C++, and unlike Rust, it's a real it's a good programming language that is standardized. It means that various different stakeholders come together to evolve it. But how does this happen even? So first of all, what is even a standards body? Have any of you ever participated in any standards body whatsoever? No, okay, a few people. But, you know, do you remember this whole fiasco about emojis? So why does like the Google emoji have cheese on the bottom? Like, it's just cheese on the bun, but that sort of is the issue with standardization, right? Unicode can standardize that you have to make a burger, but they can't make you make good burgers. So it might be a very useless burger. But it is a burger. I guess, I mean, it's obvious that all of these are burgers, but sometimes the lines can be a bit blurry.